Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
This bonus Friday episode of our show is made possible by Fram. For over 80 years, Fram has been a leader in automotive filtration because that's the only thing they do, filters. Want to protect your well-oiled machine or breathe easier when driving? Fram has the right filter for every kind of driver.
Fram oil filters are American-made, tough, and feature Sure Grip technology. No slip grip for easy install and remove, even with an oily hand or glove.
Fram cabin air filters filter out contaminants like exhaust fumes, allergens, pollution, and that pesky COVID-19. And with the power of Arm & Hammer back baking soda technology, you can breathe easy with an odorless interior.
Obviously more than just pesky. Anyway, find the filter that's right for that? You and go to Fram.com today. That's Fram.com. Thanks, Fram.
I just want to know how you feel. Want a love that's so
I burned myself again.
You burned yourself?
Yeah.
On what?
Steam.
What?
You can't really see. I'm gonna text you pictures of what it looked like last night.
What do you mean?
So apparently when you get...
I also love when you just like save shit for when we start recording, because like we had a full conversation before and that's what you lead with.
Cut to a couple months ago on Easter, I burned myself. Remember when I took you a picture of this burn?
It
looks a lot better
gnarly,
now.
It was pretty gnarly, yeah.
It was pretty gnarly. I burned myself taking an olive oil cake out of the oven and like my wrist hit like the rack in the oven. And
yeah.
But this time... So last night, was making some rice in the old Instant Pot.
Oof.
And it's a lot better now. Yeah. So apparently a steam burn is called a scald. So anything burning like from water or steam, I scalded myself. So
is he on a first date? yeah, I don't know.
So I make rice all the time in my Instant Pot, and I've never had this happen to me before, where it's like, I think probably because Daniel's brother, Robert, is in town, and so making rice for the three of us, so had more rice in there, more water, more steam, and so I just wasn't prepared. So rice finished, I unlock the top, I start to take it off with this arm that it burned, and so I open it up a little bit, and the steam just like, I had let go of the pressure, so it's like, I had done the whole pressure thing, let the other steam escape, so I figured it was done, and then I'm like, ow, and then I dropped the top of it. It made like, it was
but
was
not
fucked.
On your foot.
Not on my foot, almost okay, though. But so I ran it under cold water for a while, put a compress on it, and then it started blistering.
Yeah.
And so, but then the way you treat a blister burn and a scalding is completely different. Like with a blister, it's like you're supposed to like put a loose bandage over it and like put some ointment on it. But with a scald, you're not supposed to put any ointment on it. You're not supposed to put anything on it.
Yeah.
And so this is really gross. This might get a little, if you want to skip forward, go ahead.
But I have to hear it.
But you have to hear it, absolutely. So I had a blister. So like I looked up how to treat scalds, and it's like take any kind of clothing, like material, jewelry, anything off of the place that you've scalded, because the skin is so sensitive, it'll stick to it. And then when you take it off, it'll like rip the skin with it. So thankfully my arms were bare at the time, so I didn't have to worry
about
that.
You had a bao bun arm for a night.
I did. But then one of the blisters opened, so I'm like, oh, I should put a Band-Aid on it. But then I realized that as I was trying to situate the Band-Aid, the skin around it was so sensitive that even me moving a Band-Aid around opened up another fucking blister.
No way.
So then I just had, I'm like, well, fuck. So then I just had to just let it be. But it's a lot better now.
Yeah, it doesn't look as bad from the photos compared to now.
The blisters are still healing, but like, yeah, so that was, yeah. I've scalded my ass, my arm.
I had a dream in terms of other news about you doing dangerous things. I had a dream that you, me, and Daniel were in Santa Barbara or something at an Airbnb of sorts, and you guys were just railing lines of cocaine.
Are you
and I was
serious?
Like, oh, wow. I was like, okay. I mean, I'm not about that personally, but like... We can go. We were going to the beach too, so that's like that's the vibe.
Oh my god!
And then I was like,
opposite
especially
vibes.
Like not. I mean, not that I think you would do cocaine, but for some reason, I was more shocked that Daniel was like just so casual about it. He was just like, "All right, do you guys want to surf?" Or I'm like, "What?" I had crazy dreams last night, but I didn't go to sleep till like 3 a.m. And your roommate,
you never do.
Wait, let me say it the way you say it. Your roommate, Elizabeth Lundy,
My roommate, Elizabeth Lundy.
I was like, it was 2 a.m. and I couldn't sleep and I felt
neither
like,
of y'all go to bed till like 2 or 3.
So.
Yeah.
But it was that time in the night where I started to feel kind of alone in the world.
Sure.
Like everyone else is.
When does that
sound
start for
asleep.
You normally?
Well, you know, it's kind of like, so what time is it now? 11:30?
Mm-hmm.
I woke up at 10:15. And it was around then.
Okay. So all the time, but go on.
It's 24/7, yeah. Yeah. But she texted me right before I was like about to fall asleep, sad. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel so much better to know that someone else, a friend really, was awake.
We're talking about car fresheners today.
Car fresheners, car air fresheners, evergreen trees. What are they called? The trees?
Car trees? I think just car trees.
And a car tree in an accord.
And and a car tree in an RV. I don't like car scents.
Okay.
I love the smell of a new car, but like the car scents make me feel queasy. I find that they're often
right.
like really
a lot of people
intense.
Have that experience.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend could not do car scents, and I gotta admit, I'm a bit of a car scent guy.
Okay, so we've had a couple bonus episodes. Wait, no. Was bumper stickers a bonus ep? I don't remember.
Yes.
I don't like bumper stickers. I don't like car scents. You like bumper stickers. You like a car scent.
Yeah, in a way.
You gotta have balance.
The yin and yang of it all. No, I don't love them. Like, I don't have one.
You wanna marry them. You, like, are obsessed
know.
With them. You love them so much, you wanna, like, you want to do things to them.
Yeah. I matched with them on Hailee, and it's really taken off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
There's no life behind your eyes. You're smiling, and you're dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
What's awesome. So do you get car sick? Like, what's the deal?
I didn't used to get car sick. I remember being a kid, like, on a long drive or something. Like, I loved reading in the car, and that was something I could do easily and not feel sick.
Yeah.
But now, honestly, the past couple of weeks, like if I'm on my phone while being like if Daniel's driving or something, I get sick very quickly now if I'm looking at my phone, which is a bummer. So
what did you do on your road trip?
I didn't get car sick on my road trip.
Weird.
Also, I was barely like when I wasn't driving on that, I wasn't looking at my phone much. We were like listening to a podcast or. Actually, we were writing at the time a lot. And so usually Daniel, because Daniel doesn't like typing, or he doesn't like being on his phone or typing or anything if he's in the passenger seat. So when we knew that we wanted to write, he would drive and I would type. And we would just talk through it. And like, I had no issues with that. And it's truly happened over the past couple weeks that I'm like, I feel sick.
Weird.
Do you get car sick?
No.
Easy with that. Hold on. I'm
going
to put on a sweatshirt.
Okay.
You are easy. Yeah. The whole town knows it.
Wow.
Everyone
the
in the village.
Letter. Wear it on my friggin' chest, man.
I'm taking off my headphones
slut.
For a sec.
I'm a little... a tramp.
I can hear you even without headphones on.
That's probably not good.
Hold on.
I have the worst voice. Oh, HeadGum merch. The HeadGum crew neck bolt sweatshirt. Check it out at store.headgum.com.
You really don't have to yell about it.
Well, I did because your headphones were off. Anyway, okay. My first car smelled like new car scent. It wasn't new, it was old, but it had a new car scent air freshener, and I didn't even know what it was. You know what I mean? Because when you're starting to learn how to drive, you don't even know. And I got in the car, and it smelled like my first car. So now when I smell that new car scent, it reminds me of my old Saab. And so I really, it's nostalgic for me, and that's why I like new car scent on the day a little bit.
Take a break.
Are you kidding me?
Honey, I can't believe it. He's finally here, our baby boy. It's incredible. The gift of life is so amazing. And I think I found the perfect name for him.
Jason.
Fram.
What?
Look at him. Oh, his eyes just lit up when we said it. Hi, little Fram.
Did you mean Frank?
No, Fram. I mean, just, it's so clear. Like,
I don't think so.
It's a family name, right? I mean, I don't know if you knew this about me, but for over 80 years, Fram, passed down through the family, obviously, has been a leader in automotive filtration because that's the only thing they do, filters. And you can see it in him. He could be anything, right? He could do anything. But I know that Fram wants to help us protect our well-oiled machines and breathe easier when driving. And our little Fram will have the right kind of filter for every kind of driver. Isn't that
you
want right?
to name our firstborn Isn't after an oil right? filter?
Well, yeah. I mean, Fram oil filters are American-made, tough, and feature SureGrip technology. It's just like, hey, look, he's gripping my finger right now. Look at his little pinky. His little fingernails.
Really
oh my
cute,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, and there's no slip grip for easy install and remove, even with an oily hand or glove.
You don't like
he's looking at
Josh.
You. He's looking at you.
Mason.
No, I think I'm pretty
John.
Set.
Yeah.
I think what he's going to love about his namesake is that Fram cabin air filters filter out contaminants like exhaust fumes, allergens, and pollution. And with
he's
the power
gonna, sorry,
of Arm & Hammer baking
that?
Soda. Yeah. I mean, we all can breathe easy with an odorless interior. And he can tell kids at school being like, I'm named after Fram. What are you named after? People
Nothing.
Be like, my grandma.
Yeah, that's
my
sentimental.
Aunt.
Yeah.
My dad's first wife, but no.
What?
He'll be named after Fram. And no matter how you drive, honey, and let me tell you, I know how you drive, okay? Fram has the right
Pretty
filter
even
for you.
Keeled.
And we have the right filter for Fram. Head over to fram.com today. I already set up a website for him. That's fram.com.
I want a divorce.
I'm keeping Fram.
I don't want him anymore.
What?
You soiled him for me.
And he soiled you with pee.
Thanks, Fram. That was the best rhyme ever. And we're back. Riley, I just got a fucking notification on my phone that says Odell Beckham Jr. said that he has a mutual, that there's a mutual respect between him and COVID. He said,
what?
I don't think it's going to enter this body.
There's a mutual respect between him and a fucking vicious virus.
Even like close personal friends of mine who are like very smart.
Name them. Name them. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid.
No.
Name them. Name them.
They're
him.
Doing
Do
such
it.
Dumb shit. I'm like, you could die, or at the very least, you could like lose your sense of taste and smell. Like, that's a more common symptom than people think. And I'm like, look, I love sushi so much. I love tacos, that al pastor style. I can't not have taste on the day. Although if I didn't have taste, I'd probably be like fucking ripped because like
no!
I would just eat steamed chicken and broccoli every day. Like it doesn't matter at that point. At that point, it's just a texture thing.
Well, if you lose your sense of smell, you won't be able to smell car fresheners.
Car fresheners.
Would you like to start?
I didn't bring a review.
Oh, that's right. You fucking slacked. That's right.
No, I'm wearing slacks. And I Slacked it on Slack. Yeah.
The only product that I have found multiple reviews for that I lost my mind over. Not really, we each bring like a couple different products, a couple different places or things, whatever. No, no, no. Today is all about the Yankee Candle Car Jar Ultimate Hanging Air Freshener 3-Pack with scents featuring vanilla cupcake, black cherry, and home sweet home. So imagine, so I was looking up like car fresheners, and there's the trees, there's like the little kind of like pellets, like in, yeah, in the little thing you put in the cup holder. But these are just little mini Yankee candles. I need to send you a picture of them. Or just look it up. It's really...
Yeah, look it up.
It's like, they're not candles, obviously. You can't light them in a car, but they're shaped like little candle jars. And they're insane to me.
Oh, no. They're so small.
The reviews I found for them, wide-ranging. Completely wide-ranging. Okay. Here's... One star from Amy Yu. Starting with you. Okay. Amy Yur, one star. Whenever I buy a new air freshener, I'm usually worried about the smell being too strong and overwhelming. This wouldn't leave a smell in a small closed drawer. The very...
What?
This wouldn't leave a smell in a small closed drawer. The very faint fragrance it did have dissipated within a day, maybe two. I expected a lot better. The kind of insult. You wouldn't leave a scent in a small closed drawer.
You take that back.
No, I mean it this time. You'll never work in this town again, Jackson. You're at an audition. That 12-bar cut of Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods that you just auditioned with was trash.
Flawless.
No, no one else in this town is going to tell you except me. You wouldn't leave your mark in here if it was a small closed drawer. Okay, I'll tell you that right now because no other casting director in this town is going to tell you that.
Well, at least I can hit my mark because I peeked in to see Tyler's audition before mine. Mm-hmm. And he didn't hit his mark, I think.
He barely hit it. But he brought in so much heart, so much perfect pitch, which you wouldn't even know perfect pitch if you were in a small closed drawer.
Give me an A. Sir, I'll do an A.
Oh, God. Jackson, are you kidding? Listen, all the other casting directors are like, what's going on? What's going on? Someone's like, here's some exposition. They're rivals from high school. Oh, okay. Got it. Jackson, I know that you just came in here because you wanted to see what I'm doing with my life, okay? And I get it. You want to be part of the show. You want to be part of the show, and I understand. But honey, you weren't good in high school, and you're not good now.
Then why was I Richard Henry Lee, and you were the assistant director in 1776, sophomore year?
Cut back, flashbacks to reading the cast list. Oh, man, I hope I got the lead. Oh, congrats. Hey, Jackson. Have you checked the cast list?
There's a whole crowd around Jackson congratulating him.
Jackson, hey, it's me, Tim.
Sorry, I'm like really busy.
I just wanted to say congrats on getting
the
part.
You're ugly. You're not talented.
What? There's no need for that.
I used to have a crush on you, but then you didn't make the list. And now I think you're not for me.
Well, can we still hang out today after school? We had plans.
I'm sorry. I just am getting like so many people who want to like date me. So
who want to what?
Date me.
Got it.
When you're the lead, you kind of get that clout. You kind of get that attention.
Well, then I guess I'll see you in rehearsal.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I will. I'm the assistant director.
Everybody cracks up.
Yeah. I guess I didn't get the joke.
Cut back. And you still don't get the joke.
All the other casting assistants crack up. No, come on. No, no, no. This is my audition room. And look, I'll just say it right now. Jackson, you didn't get the part. You didn't get the part.
Think again.
The cast list goes up.
The cast list for a movie musical
that I'm casting.
Yeah.
This is some kind of sick joke. Who put Jackson's name up there? Who
Check
put
deadline.
Jackson's name up there?
Check deadline.
Oh my God. You already have three other projects lined up after this?
Solemnly nods.
This is a nightmare. This is a
and
nightmare.
And guess what else? You're nominated for a Casting Guild Award.
I don't want it. Because I don't want you in my life, Jackson. What?
Takes out a little box. One knee. Amy, it's always been you. Opens the box. It's like kind of ugly. I know we like bicker and have this fun little back and forth, but for me, it's always been sexually charged. It's always been like a cat and mouse game. How do you feel about it all?
I feel sick to my stomach, and I'll tell you why. Because you know my name is Tim, and I have said this, that my name is Tim.
Sorry, Tim, can you move? The casting associate's right behind you.
Oh my God, yes! Yes!
Everybody goes and crowds around them, and they're all celebrating. It's like a flashback from high school.
Kidding me? Hey, Jackson! Jackson,
what's up?
I thought we were having a conversation.
Oh, sorry. I'm like, when you kind of get married, everybody kind of like wants to date you and like spend a lot of time with you. So like, we're kind of, I'm popular again.
Well, congratulations on getting the part.
That means nothing to me.
Really? Nothing?
You saying congratulations, and I'm sorry, one second, guys. You saying congratulations is the same as not saying it from you.
So it's just kind of net zero.
Yeah. Like, I don't think about you.
Right. Well, I don't think about you either. So you're kind of like the way that you kind of manifest in my life is like, you ever smell one of those Yankee candles you put in your car?
None of us have that.
Okay.
You're the only one that have sad things like that.
It's not sad. It's not sad when your car smells like fall. But what I was going to say is that actually they're not very good. So they don't, their smell is very, very faint. So it's like, you don't even smell it. So it's like, that's what you are to me, is like, you're so faint that I barely even smell you. Or see you. I think you should go, actually. I have a couple more auditions to run. So this is actually my job. And I think you're the one who needs to leave right now. Amy's also fired for this.
Amy's also fired for this. For getting engaged to your high school nemesis.
Amy, I think you should go.
Never thought it would end like this.
Well, I kind of did. I mean, you're really bad at your job.
What do you mean? Cut to them, like, working late at night one time. Hey, you sent me an email saying that this deal memo didn't go out to, Caitlin Dever.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to send that?
Oh, yeah. Like, that is your job. You were supposed to send that a week ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry. Must have been, like, one little mix-up. And then, yeah, I got another email saying that this deal memo didn't go out to.
Okay, so not just one little mix-up.
Ezra Miller, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine if it's just those two. Those aren't due till like 2 days from us. So if you could just send them tonight at the very latest, like send them right now, that'd be great.
I can do that. But then there's also like, I'm worried that I might be backed up because there's another email that I didn't send.
Oh,
it
my God, Amy.
I was supposed to send it out to, Wayne Fetterman in a way.
How many deal memos are left? How many have you not sent?
It can't be more than 10. It has to be more than 10.
Because can't be more than 20.
It's more than 20 because on my Gmail here, like, Amy, you only see 24 emails on a certain page, and I know that these reminders go on to the next
Amy,
page.
Amy, did you even want to be in casting? Are you an actor? Is that like why you're not sending out deal memos? Because it's like, oh, I wish it was my part.
I went on Indeed. I went on Indeed.com and I applied for the first job that I saw. Got it.
Okay.
And I'm here. I couldn't care less.
Right.
I like making money so I can party on the weekends.
Okay. That kind of makes sense. You come in really, really late on Mondays. Your makeup is still completely on. You haven't even bothered to wipe it off.
I can't tell you the last time I took a walk and it wasn't a walk of shame.
That's fine. I don't care about like who you sleep with. We don't need to talk about that because I'm your
boss.
Sorry,
this is kind of inappropriate.
You're right. And you're the one who brought it up. I think I'll take
off a little early because that was inappropriate.
No.
Unless you want a lawsuit.
I don't want a lawsuit. What are you going to file it on? What? You brought this up to me.
My boss talked about my sex life.
You he talked really about it to me.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I think you're going to send the deal memos out.
What? Oh my God. You know what? It might just be easier if I do it because then it'll actually get done. So yeah, I'll send the deal memos out. But Amy, I swear to God, if you come in late one more time, then you are absolutely done.
So I have one more strike to use up.
You have one more strike to use up.
Cut back. This was the strike.
You know, I hate to say congratulations. I'm happy for you. But
happy
this is really
what?
I'm happy for your engagement.
Are you asking about the consummation of the marriage? Because that's actually illegal and that's a lawsuit. I'll keep my job and take off early.
No. I said nothing about that. I said congratulations on your engagement, even though I don't like the guy. So it's actually big of me to say.
Someone who's huddled around them just kind of is like, honey, say less. You have no idea who they are.
What?
Who the fuck are you?
This is work. We are at work right now. And yeah, surprise things like this can totally happen in like an officer and a gentleman kind of way. But then we move on. They went out of the office. He came and picked her up and then they left. They left the office. We are in an audition space. People are waiting in the hall. We are so backed up. We have like 20 more actors to see before the day's up. Yes.
A studio executive pokes his head in.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Tim, can I talk to you outside for a second?
God, please, please. Yes. Get me out of here.
Cut to outside. Why are there 40 actors lined so far up down the hallway that it's past my office? You know I don't like seeing actors.
I know you don't. I know you don't. And I'm really, really sorry about that.
I hired you because you were fast. And that's what we value here.
This casting office values nothing more than speed. And I understand that. The thing is, Troy, is that it's like, Amy, you know my assistant Amy?
No.
Right. Of course you don't. Why would you? My assistant just got engaged to an actor in the room, and they're kind of making a big to-do about it. And I've been trying to get them to leave, but they won't go.
Okay. Maybe don't mix business with the personal so much.
I'm not. That's what I'm saying.
No, because you're just, you know that we're just worried about any kind of like legal action, and you know, you are in a position of power, so don't. I just don't want you to ask any inappropriate questions.
I'm not. I would no. You brought I understand up their engagement, that's very bad.
So you're one step away.
You asked me what was wrong, and I'm telling you what happened. I said that, and that's nothing wrong. Getting engaged is fine, and I know. I know that it's wrong to bring up inappropriate things at work with a client, with an employee. Everything that's all bad, and I would never do that. I'm not doing that.
So just to be clear, we hired you to cast something fast. You're not doing that. You're mixing business with personal.
I'm trying my best.
Your casting associate seems to be doing most of the work.
Are you talking about those deal memos? Are you talking about all the deal memos? I sent those. That's her job that I did.
Came from her email.
Came from her email because she left the office early and I used her computer. I used her computer. I'm clutching.
Sounds real likely.
A little Yankee Candle in my pocket. I smell it. Sorry. I just need to calm myself down a little bit. Smells like home. And home is where the heart is. And you know what? My heart just isn't here, I guess. Because I kind of don't really understand what's going on here anymore. Hey, all you actors. Hey, everyone down the hall, listen up.
They all look up, very desperately.
You all got the part. They all start cheering. I look back at my boss. Hey, Troy, now it's your job to go tell 39 of them that they did not get the part.
Tim, don't do this to me. You start walking. You put sunglasses on and walked away. No fucking way.
No, man!
I'm high-fiving all the actors on the hall. They don't realize that they're all going out for the same part.
Best casting director ever! Best casting director ever!
I wake up in cold sweats. Oh my god, it was just a dream. Well, they'll never be chanting my name. Best casting director ever. Come on, Tim. Snap out of it. That's not your fate.
We zoom out. Your apartment's really sad.
Yankee Candles everywhere. Everywhere. Smelling the same Home Sweet Home set. Come on, Tim. Slaps my face. Pull yourself out of it. This is all you'll ever be. And that's fine for now.
Cut to the casting office that morning. You okay, Tim? You look kind of tired.
Yeah, I'm fine. Just had some crazy dreams last night. I guess we should, could you go bring the next actor in, please?
Maybe you could bring him in.
It's your job to go bring people in. I really just need to take a seat for a sec.
You can't talk to me about the fact that you were in bed last night and had dreams. I can only assume they might have been wet. So I think I'll take the rest of the day off, and I think I'll take a 3-day weekend, and I think you'll bring the next actors in.
Amy, I don't know if it's worse to keep you here or fire you. I'm so torn. I have no idea how to handle you. Not handle in that way.
Did we all get the part again?
What? You're not allowed to talk to being not being in bed, actually.
This shook me all week long. My good friend AJ, aka Boyhood Period, released a song called Wormer. on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and anywhere you get your tunes. And it's a real vibe. So everybody go check it out or don't. It's I like to think of it as Aphex Twin meets it's very Aphex Twin-y. I can't think of another comp.
Nice.
It's really great. He has he also has an EP out that's very vibey. It's very atmospheric. Mm-hmm. If you like kind of soft spoken indie rock pop, bedroom pop is what it is. I should say. And he just released it last week. Check it out. Give him the support. Or don't.
But do. So you're the one actually promoting him. So don't feel
no, like
or don't
feel obligated. Because if people are like pissed and listening to his music, that's going to kind of affect the energy of
but
the
there'll
music.
Still be streams.
So. Just give him cash, man. He's a, I don't know what else to say. I'm going to Venmo him my share of the Patreon.
That's fine.
Okay.
Watchmen. On HBO.
HBO Max?
HBO Max.
HBO Max?
So Daniel, Elizabeth, and I started it last week. We're just kind of honestly, during COVID, we were just working our way through the HBO catalog. and we are 2 episodes away from finishing. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen. It is unbelievable.
Is it based on the X-Men?
Not X-Men. I don't
but
know.
But superheroes.
There's a graphic novel, Watchmen, and it's based on that.
Okay.
I don't... No, it's not X-Men. Okay. I've never read Watchmen. I don't know anything about, like, the history of it, but it's so good. It's
really?
So good. Oh, my God. Dude, it's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
All right, I have to watch it. Because first of all, like, you don't say that about a lot of stuff. I mean, you recommend stuff on What Shook Me, like we both do, but... That's pretty high praise.
This is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
That's
it's
incredible.
Like, there have been multiple
episodes.
Better than episodes.
Fleabag?
This couldn't be more different. couldn't be more different. But it is very timely. There have been multiple episodes where it's like the three of us have been like standing watching and being like, are you, what the fuck? Are you kidding? Like, and I love shows like that. That like,
yeah,
I get
like
so
Succession.
Invested. Yeah. That like, you're just like, at the end of one episode, I was pacing around the room being like, I don't know, man. What's going to, it's so.
I just got chills. I'm going to watch
good.
It this weekend.
I can't wait to hear what you think about it. It is incredible. I love it a lot. It's amazing.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this bonus episode of our show. Thank you to Fram. Thank you to Riley Ann Sport, my partner in rhyme.
Thank you, names. Nice.
Follow her on Instagram at Riley Ann Sport, on Twitter at Riley Coyote.
Go follow Jeff on Instagram at I'm Jeffrey James, and on Twitter at Don't Play No James. Find the show. Y'all, if you know where to find the show by now, it's Review Review on Instagram, Review Review Show on Twitter.
I think this is the first episode we recorded since we formally launched our Patreon. I might be wrong, but we have 2 tiers. We're offering some perks, and we're continually adding perks. We just added VIP Zoom parties, one-on-one communication, not one-on-one, but direct communication with us, hanging, having a few drinks, what have you, and having a blast. We tried to do a live stream last week. It didn't work out, so we ended up doing a Zoom, and it was a lot of fun. So we're keeping that. That's going to be a permanent staple for the VIP podcast tier, as well as getting shout-outs weekly on the podcast starting now.
We're going to list off thank you to our VIP podcasts. If we butcher your names, I'm so sorry. We'll do our best. Let us know for next time. DM us or message us on Patreon for pronunciation. Here we go. Thank you to Aaron Carrico,
Agent Michael Scarn,
Alex McCullough,
Alex Watts,
Alton Burkholder,
Anthony Amadeo,
Anthony Salazar,
Bob Buell himself, 99 Questions, brother.
99 Questions, Brad Hild,
Brandon Long,
Brandon Metz,
Cameron Bradley,
Chasten Bales,
Chris Forgash,
Christian B,
Clerestory Magazine, my sister's publication,
Connor Finnegan,
Dakota Cahill,
Dan Rice,
man, Daniel L. Hodson,
Dr. Eags,
Elliot Settle,
Elliot Sloma,
Eric Crust,
Garrett Glasbergen,
Jeff Hodgson, spelled the right way,
Isaac Fletcher,
Jackson Ansel,
Jackson Martin,
Jacob Radiff,
Jacob Kachuk,
Jake Ullman,
James Chilcott,
Jamie Pontia,
Jared,
Jason Araya,
Jasper Hoffman,
Jesse Tipton,
Joel Anderson,
Jonah Sanchez,
Joseph Alp,
Josh Tischler,
Caleb Luster,
Losing His Luster, Casey Hudspeth,
Kerwin.
Kevin Sunt.
Coked.co.
Kobe Holos.
Lauren Malang.
Malik.
Mark Glenn.
Mark Priest.
Mark Spaulding.
Matt Molnar.
Matthew Hasty.
Matthew Lazama.
Michael Ebach.
Michael Roland.
Nate Portios.
Nicholas Melcher. Nicolaj Biergard.
Noel Sumito.
Nolan Murphy.
Phoenix McVernon.
P.
Quinn Simmons.
Rob Moon.
Robert Fridge.
That's a great name. Sabrina.
Sam Adams.
Sam Braden.
Sarah Gerardo.
Sarah J. Hunt.
Sarah Kilduff.
Stefan.
Stephanie Kaz.
Theodore Geisen.
Turbulent Moose.
The man himself. The Will man himself. Busey.
Will Phillips.
Xander Madsen.
Yarrow Edie.
So thank you to all of our VI podcasts. We know that that's a lot to pledge to us. We really appreciate the support. And we're looking forward to Zooming with you guys again next month.
Yeah, that was very fun. I can't wait to do it again. Thank you guys so much for listening. Catch you next time.
Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.